I'm looking to get the children, you know, like it is, because we are all now, some of them don't want to go to school, you know. Ain't that right? Some of them ain't trying to go to school. And it do me good to see the young folks wear their clothes up on them. When you go in the store, don't have your clothes hanging on. Somebody going to hire you. If he wear his clothes right, somebody going to hire him. He's going to get a job one day. Huh? You get somebody say, I'll take him. You don't know why he got you. Well, he's looking at you, you wearing your clothes on you right. You got your clothes down, drop down here. Who that would want something like that? Would you? Yeah. You wouldn't want nothing like that, wouldn't you?
They think you're like a hoodie.
Yeah, you're doing something. If you see him go back in the store there with the bridges all the way down, you don't know what he may do. He may have some, pick up some stuff in there. Just like him quicker than he would anything. Won't it? Just like him. You be one selling yourself. If you go in your place, you sell it. I was at that Greenland one day, and three of them went up and pulled the bridges down to him. And I said, I'm going to borrow this. They said, do something. They got no business. You know where they went out there? So I go down on the low side. Went out there. Three color balls. They went out the front. I know one day, white lady walking up there, I looked and sat out the front. Black boy snatched that pocketbook and in there, find out where you was going. You got away with it. Snatched the old lady, white lady pocketbook. She had some checks in there. There's nothing you can do with them. They had a thing to call right quick. Tied up. Is that right? Call them tied up. Yeah, I'm coming. Long way with, you know, the little education I had. Are you working one to go to the old mill?
Is it old mill?
They got all me of Montgomery. Peanuts. We match peanuts, get all out of big cans and different things out of it too. That. They had a big place of that in Montgomery. That was making $28. Ooh, that was good. But now, when I retired, I was making about 300-something a week. The thing went up. When I wasn't, I retired from him in 8. But me and your granddaddy, we worked out there having fun until he went down. But he went to work somewhere else too, and I did too. I was lucky enough to catch on at the M&A. I would have made longer. Would work longer. I think it was over about 3 or 4 more years. But I had to retire because I was coming to retire in May or something like that. But I had to come off. I got laid off. And I had to take what, you know.
They were doing a lot of laying off?
Oh, yeah, it laid off much of
it. About like now?
About like now. Laid off a bunch of it at M&A. Mm-hmm. I had my daughter, mine, cut that down a little bit. She may be on the bed in there.
Yeah,
she cut TV down a little.
How did you feel about the Great Depression?
Huh?
How did you feel about the Great Depression?
Feel about what?
The Great Depression.
I don't know what that is yet.
The Great Depression?
Uh-huh.
when a lot of people was going out to war.
It's worrying. When a lot of them got going to the army. I remember one time the war got bad. Mm-hmm. When the war get bad over yonder, killing up folks, you're not saved here, you know. Mm-hmm. You won't be saved here no more like it used to be. They be blowing up places here like the other one. When the war it come from, you shoot them missiles and things over here and tear up the other one. Overnight, a day. Players like violence, they're bombing, they got some stuff to go all down there. It'll kill us, no how many folks. That's down there, that poison gas and stuff. They got a lot of poison gas down there, too. Why are you working in that building down there? 400.
Right.
For real. When they're fighting war, yeah. I mean, I signed up for World War II, but I didn't pay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you it ain't no good feeling when you get going off the army and getting killed. You hear about some of your friends who got killed. So, because when you get bad, you gotta hear about some of them getting killed. And some of them come back and tell you how bad it was over there. What that war was over in the Middle East? What's the name of that war? Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yeah, it's Vietnam. I had a sister, son. This mine don't seem like too good yet, but he's been over there two or three times. Mm. He get a little check, but he ain't getting nothing worthwhile. But you know how it is. Dude. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Okay, during the Great Depression, while most of the men was out to war, the ladies and their kids was here trying to fend for themselves. How was your life during this time?
Well, I could feel pretty good. I wasn't over there fighting. And I was farming, you know. I was a pretty good farm. But I still was worried about, you know, how the war was. You could tell when the war was getting bad, you hear them up in the elements, them airplanes turning over and, you know, making them zoos and going on. And then you know you're getting bad over yonder. That's the way it was in World War II. That's all the. Sometimes you be in the bed at night and hear them airplanes taking the exercise, practicing, you know. And that's the way I live close around Montgomery. Three airports in Montgomery. I'm airport through the night. Sometimes I make a lot of noise. I never even wanted to be in the army though. Sometimes they do good. Mm-hmm. But you go in the army now, it's gonna make good money too. If you're lucky enough to go there and back, and don't fight, you still come back and get your job. You got more chance to get a job as a person. You know my grandson Rome too, then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know he got messed up over there. Mm-hmm. That hurt me. That hurt me just like a woman. Them grandchildren, you love them hard. I come in there and my daughter and be in the bed with him at night. He had sent us to wake up and not talk to him. He got those open eyes like he. At that same time I come in, I was one of my little man, I ain't got time to talk to him. And he'll lay there and he'll like, do them good, be talk to him. Then Rome got up some size. He's here, but he said yard. And he come here from Navy, and he told me, he said, "Van Dan, I ain't got no money." And he said, "You got this thing due tomorrow." That was a little sad. That Friday night coming, he got in bed with me. I got on one side, he got in bed. He woke me up. Said, "Daddy, with more, you go cut the yard." He said, "How many you got cut?" I said, "Three." Mm-hmm. Cut them 3 yards. Found about 1 o'clock and it's through. He said, "Yeah, I went there." Went back, got the money. Made $50. I took 10, gave him the 40. He said, "You give me all this?" I said, "Yeah." You want some money? And my grandson left me. I went to see him off. The last time I seen him live. Ooh, then when I looked and seen him in the cast. Nobody knew I seen him like that. We didn't talk about him no more. It don't feel good when your clothes can't folks. Something like that happened to him. And look, seeing wrong, I couldn't say when the hand was dead like it. That's wrong. That hurts. My mom is, I don't know who killed him. I don't believe they were killed. That's what happened. His mom, I don't know. See, one thing about it, ain't good running your mouth too much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mouth can hurt you. I used to talk to him all the time about that. Well, careful what you say. Careful who you're talking to. There's always something happened to you. You don't know who done it. You just stop meddling at folks, and folks don't meddle at you. Mm-hmm. I got a boy one day and come back. Somebody be on the chest, killed me. So, that is back. I went to the hospital to see some sick folks. When I got back, mom was dead. I can't say who done it. I don't know who done it. Well, you know, folks, they ain't gonna never tell things like you will. Mm-hmm. It'll hurt you, though, but I used to enjoy mine when we go off on a trip, driving Detroit. He's a good by helping out drivers. Remember once he drove 500 miles.
500?
Yeah, he drove 500 miles, folks. He never stopped to get gas, but he still drove. So he got 500 miles. We went outside of Indianapolis. And when the after got on outside of Indianapolis, he told us, "Hey, man, I've been driving and pushing a good way now." I said, "Well, man, look here." And they carried on into Illinois after that Navy base. That was wrong, boy. We went to see him graduate. I didn't enjoy wrong. He didn't, and never wanted nobody saying that to me too bad. Wrong did, you know. I know Keller, he had a wet night, and sometimes said cuss words when he'd be talking. "Daddy, don't let that man be talking to you." I said, "Wrong." I said, he didn't want to talk to me. He talked quiet and black that way. Mm-hmm. I said, "He'll make a difference." I said, "Mr. Keller, when he, he just gonna have a cuss word when he said." I said, "He don't worry about what he's saying. He ain't cussing me out. As long as he cussing me out, I'm all right, ain't that right?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Y'all want you to take it like I take it, because I ain't worried about it, baby." Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't job my grandson along. I still got a son. I don't see his picture up there. But he got mad at my daughter right here. Mm-hmm. He didn't know. He been in the Navy too. But he worked for Chrysler and she is a school teacher. And you got 3 more years on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 more years. That means a whole lot. Then you take a note, you want to go back to school, you can do it, still can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That means a lot.